This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. Here we are on this Tuesday already, the 15th day. Hard to believe. Of March 2016. The Ides of March, this is when Julius Caesar got stabbed to death in the Roman Forum or Roman Senate. We've got, obviously, several important guests coming on. I'll tell you about that after the break. But, wow, to see the Washington Post on Sunday and now a string of major newspapers, White House petitions, foreign governments, you name it, sheriff's departments, calling for Trump to be disqualified and not allowed to run for president. Naked totalitarianism, I use that word a lot because that's what it is. Brazen, unapologetic, in your face, undeniable attempt at totalitarianism. I mean, look at DrudgeReport.com. Trump hits 53 in major poll. Soros freaks. China warns. Japan fears. That's just today. We've got the Pope, the Chinese murdering communist government, Vicente Fox, the former president of Mexico, Rolling Stone, everybody just, you cannot have Trump. And he just says, hey, if China has a 20, 30, 40% tariff on us with their currency, we're not going to allow that. Hey, we're going to encourage and have tax incentives for companies to stay in America. Hey, we're going to let corporations bring their money back and lower the corporate tax rate. All of these things will be like untethering your boat from the dock when you're running the motor and the propeller's in the water and the boat's got its tail end down in the water trying to pull away, but you're tied to the dock. He wants to cut the rope. The globalists in their own economic papers admit that with industrialization and mechanization and all the computers and robots that we should all be working 20 hours a week, living like kings, and basically should already have space elevators. And with those, we can build huge space stations within a few years that would be completely habitable with gravity based on the centrifugal system like you see in 2001 Space Odyssey. That's, you know, 1930s technology. They already had it all basically schemed out. The Saturn rocket was developed in the 30s on the drawing board. It's a German rocket. They can't build a Saturn rocket today with the science they have, they claim. Oh, and someone destroyed the blueprints. Yeah, right. They're sabotaging this level of civilization, not letting us know what's really going on, and giving us Trojan horse smartphones to track and trace and run our lives. That's what goes on. So much to cover. They are coming after Trump. Soros alarmed by Trump pours money in the 2016 race. The Koch brothers pouring in money as well against him. Trump starts Super Tuesday, the next Super Tuesday, with a win in the Mariana Islands. New poll, left-wing protesters drive people into arms of Donald Trump. Petition calls for the arrest and prosecution of Donald Trump at whitehouse.org or gov. Could Donald Trump be held legally responsible for inciting violence at his rallies? Washington Post. Sheriff's Department considers charging Donald Trump with inciting riot. Infowars.com. Linking to WRAL. Thousands rush to become U.S. citizens so they can vote against Trump. D'Souza says Hillary film could earn him life in prison if his last film got him 8 months in the slammer. That's just some of what we got. And I want to organize across the country, at least promote, free speech rallies. Forget Trump. How about just free speech in America with these attempts to bully? Oh, and the RNC has officially said delegates not bound to primary voters. They intend to steal it from Trump. So the Chinese government, the Japanese government, Soros, the Republican Party, the Democrats, everyone, the Pope. They just say you can't have Trump. We should all kneel and bow and do what they say.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
You've got it.
The transmission
is
coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You've got it.
Total information. Overload. Thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide Ides of March global transmission. It is Tuesday, the 15th day of March 2016. Another Super Tuesday, another primary. And Trump has already won in the Marianas Islands and is set to win in most other states. The Ides of March, again, is the assassination of Julius Caesar and how it changed the world, and it's been seen ever since then in Western culture as a very unlucky day, similar to Friday the 13th. Now, why do we have Friday the 13th? That's when the Knights Templar were taken out and exterminated in Spain and France in simultaneous hit squad directives from the Pope. Some of them got word and escaped to Scotland. And that's when you see the black nobility move out of France and out of Italy and to Scotland and then to London. And you see the rise of the British Empire. Interesting little history note for folks. Okay, where to begin? Unprecedented calls to arrest Donald Trump or to silence him. at whitehouse.gov. The Chinese government is panicking again. The Japanese government is panicking. We're going to break it down. There are just scores of stories out there, not just SNL, not just the New York Times, but now they are putting activists on TV that try to physically attack Trump and that call for killing Trump to legitimize in the minds of easily influenced mental patients out there that they should go out and try to kill Trump because they're going to be martyrs, they're going to be heroes. If I got up on air and said, as a talk show host with millions of listeners, somebody should try to go kill X, I could be sued civilly for terroristic threats, and I could be investigated and probably charged for a call to action. You have free speech, and I'm a total supporter of it, but when you try to organize people to frustrate free speech, to go out and attack rallies, and you call for people to kill someone, it has a name. It's called racketeering. And it is an organized crime practice of group intimidation, basically. And what we see, Soros, the Democratic Party, the mainstream media, and the rest of them doing is organizing a giant hoax to go after Donald Trump, and then that means all of our free speech. You see, Trump only goes up in polls as all these racist, Soros-funded activists and others go out and attack Trump and his supporters. But if we didn't have a leader who was standing up and willing to be attacked, then resistance wouldn't be victory. Let me explain. You go up and you grab and You're sitting there with your feet touching the ground, and you go up and you grab a high-powered tension line, it is going to fry you into a crispy critter in seconds. Your eyes are going to pop out of your head. Blood's going to spray out your ears. You're going to fry right there on the spot. I've gotten into transformers and things I've been working on before out at the ranch when I was a teenager, doing dangerous work like that, and you'd get into an old transformer that had blown, there'd be a fried rat inside of it where he was the connection. Now you're saying, where are you going with this allegory? Let's think about liberty as electricity, or political movement as electricity. You've got massive rebellion, you've got massive resistance, you've got massive awakening against the oppression, the usurpation, the takeover. It's rightful revolt. You got someone that gets it and isn't afraid to go out and say the right things and punch the populist buttons. He is what is making the connection. The electricity is already flowing, but it can't get to the political process because the globalists have bought off the Republican and Democratic leadership. They control most of the states, the big institutions, the big banks, the big real estate companies, the colleges, the think tanks. And they create a mass wall of cognitive dissonance, or what the CIA calls gaslighting. And it's where you basically just punch somebody in the face and then tell them, I didn't just punch you in the face. And if you're highly suggestible, people will actually believe it. And if you have other people with you and you're authority figures and you tell someone, no, you didn't just see that, they will start thinking they're insane and believe you. And they've got big studies out. You can look it up. Since the advent of television in the 40s, when it became more ubiquitous by the 50s, obviously invented in the 20s, but became popular by the 40s and 50s, and became, again, almost in every home by the 60s, and became the center of daily life, where you don't sit around and talk to each other around the kitchen table. You sit there and you watch television. And then it becomes the arbiter, the chief of your life, the noble witch doctor, or the noble shaman, the noble chief of the tribe that tells you how to run your life. And since then, IQs have dropped. Physically, we've gotten dumber. The brains have been rewired. The language has shrunk. The life expectancy has shortened. The family has disintegrated. But more importantly, the brain waves have lowered, look it up, to a near sleep state while you're watching television. And a lot of people stay in that state after that because on average there's 8 hours in the United States a day of some type of screen time. Some people have up to 14 hours of it. Think about that. And where I'm going with this is Trump is breaking the trance. And that's why the elite are panicking. That's why they're saying arrest him. That's why they're saying kill him. That's why they're saying they're going to steal the election. Out in the open, this is such a historic moment. It isn't about Trump, folks. He was simply the conduit. He was simply the pigeon that landed on a power pole and accidentally touched one wire to the other, and you see a white flash and feathers shoot everywhere. He's the detonator. How many times have you seen, I saw a hawk do it, I saw a grackle do it, and I've seen pigeons do it twice, where you, there's a flash, day or night, like a laser, just, and there's feathers everywhere. They explode. One time I was walking back from swim team, because I could walk 2 miles, and I like to walk to swim team and then walk back. I was like 11 years old, and there was a flash above me, and then a black grackle, male grackle, fell right in front of me with smoke coming off of it. Pretty amazing. But I'm digressing. Trump is simply allowing the connection to happen. Boom. And then notice it makes his polls go up and it panics him, because once you breach the enemy defenses, once you actually take the fight to them, once you have resistance, that's victory, because we have history, common sense, and right on our side. If we don't care about being demonized, if we don't care about being attacked, if we get past our fear, we realize the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. One of the truer things said by the president during World War II. So, look at this for yourself. This is so important why I'm taking so much time on this before I get to the news. Trump is, here, let's go to Drudge real quick. It's also up on Infowars.com. But Trump hits 53 in national poll, Soros freaks, China warns, Japan fears. We've never seen foreign governments and the Pope and everybody else saying you can't have Donald Trump. We've never seen this behavior because he is giving vent to the anger and letting us know we have power. He's not a steam valve, ladies and gentlemen. He is a conduit, and that's why they've got to try to destroy him and stop him and stop this wave of awakening. But this wave is only going to get bigger, and Trump, again, is only a manifestation of that. Trump breaks 50 in national support for the first time. We're going to break that down after the break. But that's what they're panicking about right now. So what are they doing? They're going with Nazi flags and Trump armbands to the events, doing photo ops, putting it out to their viewers. And people say, why would Hillary come out and say nobody died and been, you know, in Libya? When, of course, people did die. U.S. forces did die. And hundreds of thousands of innocent people died. And because she knows her constituents don't know where Libya is. Why does she continue to come out and say things that are complete lies? Folks ask, what planet is she living on? She's living on the planet of her supporters. Have you seen most of her supporters? They are the dumbest, pseudo-intellectual, uninformed, sad, desperate, scared people. A lot of them mean well, but a lot of others have been raised on the government education system. And I've got multiple videos at U.S. universities with black students and Muslim students. This is every day now, saying we just need to kill all white people, period. You see, but that's not racism, that's not genocide, it's because whites are inherently bad. And they believe it's okay, and they're being taught by George Soros-funded groups, by the Ford Foundation, who want this balkanization, who want us at each other's throats. Also up on Infowars.com, our team in Florida was able to, Richard Reeves and Josh Owens, talk to Bill Clinton, where he admits that, yeah, you know, George Soros basically really helps him out with a lot of things. He's basically helping Hillary's campaign right now. And the police are coming out in Chicago saying, yeah, it was Hillary supporters throwing things and attacking and posing as Sanders people. And we told you that back on Saturday, but that's confirmed now, folks. This is how dirty these people are. And they think Sanders supporters are dumb and will get into this now when Trump attacks them. Because Trump did take the bait on that. And then they'll shift from Hillary on to him attacking him. But Trump gets it now. He's been tweeting out that he understands it. But this is how sophisticated this garbage gets. Big broadcast today. I'll tell you about the guests we got coming up after this break as well. Stay with us. We're going to give you that national poll straight ahead.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Bunch of clips that tie together about election 2016 coming up in the next segment. But right now, I wanted to go ahead and just get into this article. Trump breaks 50 in national support for the first time. And there are new stories out of the official newspapers in Japan, in China, in Europe, you name it, absolutely panicking. And what they're scared of is not Trump. They're scared of nationalism returning because the liberal, super popular mayor of London, being the mayor of London is almost like being co-prime minister, is now becoming libertarian and speaking out against globalism and even criticizing some political correctness and saying, yeah, we do need to vet Muslims, that they're not radical. He's doing that because his constituents are fed up. You've got all these movie stars overseas domestically coming out and saying, I'm not liberal or conservative. I'm 1776. You've got Marie Le Pen saying, we need a revolution like America had in 1776. We need to stop the radical Muslim invasion. They arrested her. But she's facing court next week. The presidential frontrunner. They want to shut us up. And all they can do is bring in populations of people who are humans and who can be tribal. Anybody can be tribal. And they tell the minorities, be tribal, be racist, whites are out to get you. The average white person is just like everybody else, working two jobs, trying to get home, trying to have dinner, trying to watch a couple TV shows, go to bed, do it all over again, go to a softball game. And you go to a softball game, you play softball, everybody, you know, white, black, Hispanic, half the people are mixed. What's the system going to do when, like, half the kids everywhere I go aren't white or black, they're just humans? It's ridiculous. And so they are just weaponizing it so nakedly. And then you see these swollen, when I say swollen, I don't even mean physically fat, these angry, petulant, thug-like white students, black students, you name it, going, whites are inherently bad, and we need to kill them, they need to die. I see that in the news every week from professors, black professors that say, we need to just get rid of white people, period. Well, that's what racist groups of whites have said, is get rid of you. It's so stupid. But now they've gone into complete panic mode, showing little sign of a ceiling. Donald Trump has only grown in support with the exit of Ben Carson and Marco Rubio's collapse. In the last 2 weeks, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump has won more delegates in primary caucuses, even while his opponents have launched new attacks and questions have been raised about his supporters. This week's Economist YouGov poll finds Trump still the top GOP voters' preference with a wider lead than ever, with Florida Senator Marco Rubio seems most damaged by 2 weeks of attacks and counterattacks. And then it goes through the numbers, but he's breaking 50 nationally, unprecedented, ladies and gentlemen. Rubio is sagging. Kasich has gone up a tiny bit, but, I mean, he's already so low it doesn't matter. It's like a snail crawling over a grain of sand. And then you got Ted Cruz there being propped up. And I tell you, all these purist Republicans out there are not sophisticated enough to understand that Ted Cruz is a sleeper operative. There's no doubt the Bushes are behind him. There's no doubt he's even doing Obama pauses now. There's no doubt his wife was at Goldman Sachs, CFR, running key trade deals. There is no doubt that as a strict constructionist, he can't be president because his father wasn't born here and he was born in another country. Sorry, just can't do it. And when he was a senator, battling and doing some good things and championing against Obamacare and for the Second Amendment, I support his votes and what he did. But let me tell you, he is uncloaking at the key moment. Now, do I trust Trump? I trust him to be his own person, and that's why they hate him. Again, he could be a disaster. It doesn't matter. It's the will of the people. The whole elite are angry. They're panicking. And I know this. We could directly tweet at Trump and say, you're wrong, it's Hillary setting up Sanders, so the Sanders people turn against you in the general election instead of Hillary, and then Trump comes out and gets it. I have seen him get it over and over and over again, where he says, well, these are Christians being murdered. Of course we got to bring in the refugees. You know, Obama launched these attacks with ISIS, we have to do it. Then he goes, wait, they're radical jihadis that aren't being vetted? They don't even check their IDs? We got to stop all that. He doesn't flip-flop other than going from bad positions to getting more info and changing. And he always changes to the good. That's what I see here. He's learning on the job. That's why they're so scared. He's influenced by common sense. He'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hillary has an insight.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The system knows who's real, who's maverick, and who isn't. They're even getting ready to hold their nose and support Ted Cruz at the convention over Trump. That's how much they hate him. And they don't like Cruz either. I mean, I don't think Cruz overall is a really bad guy. But the Bushes know they can't win on the Bush family name anymore. They just can't do it. The name is mud. I feel sorry for folks that have that great German name. I know people that have the Bush last name that are very nice people. But it's ridiculous. There's a video up on DrudgeReport.com that's shot by Josh Owens in the American Mirror. I love the fact that our articles and our videos are, again, all over the place every day with other journalists understanding how important they are. And I love actually seeing our stuff on Drudge through other people's work, through other people's sites, because that's what I want to do is defeat the globalist, not get a bunch of credit for InfoWars. But look, the American Mirror video, Hillary staffer struggles to fire up unenthusiastic fans. And we're going to play the video later. It's so pathetic. It's like, yay, come on, get excited. Come on, everybody. And it looks like maybe maybe 50, 60 people waiting to hear Hillary speak. She's had crowds in San Antonio of maybe 500, in Austin of maybe 300, 400, in Dallas. But I look in liberal cities, maybe a couple thousand. Bernie Sanders, 30, 40, 50,000. They lied and said he had 100,000 out at the airport, the news did, and out the racetrack. I was like 10,000. So sometimes I have to correct myself because I go off mainstream media and it's not true. But the point is, he's got much bigger crowds than she does. She's stealing all these states. But at a certain point, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy where she's winning, so people just go ahead and vote for her, even though they weren't supporting her before. So now she wants to get the Bernie people to go after Trump. And that's why they're sending operatives out, Soros-funded. That's how dumb they think we are. Is Soros admits and Hillary admits that they're funding these groups, but then they still have Bernie blamed for it, and their constituents buy it because they are the most uninformed, cult-like, groupthink package of so-called politicos I've ever seen. Now, before I go any further on this front, I want to just start going through some of these videos, and then I'm going to break down the specifics of the calls to arrest Trump. They have sheriff's departments calling for it, the Washington Post calling for it, White House petitions calling for it. They're really beating this drum so that when they assassinate him, God forbid, or when they hype somebody up to have an attempt on his life, well, he deserves it. It's his rhetoric. Think of this unprecedented time. Think about it. We deserve to have sovereignty, and we deserve to not just let people come in and get free stuff. Oh, my gosh. We're going to abolish Obamacare. Oh, my gosh. We're going to have fair trade deals. I love free trade. I love free trade. Believe me. But we're not going to have these one-sided trade deals. That's what they are. They go, oh, watch out. Protectionism caused the Great Depression. No, it didn't. Go read the history books. It wasn't smooth hauling, and that stuff came in during the crash, right as it was happening. Ridiculous. And I'm not for a bunch of protectionism, except when countries are using slave labor and they have no environmental regulations. The factories are owned by Chinese generals. They don't pay taxes. No one can compete with it. It's incredible. You have to deal with that. Hillary came out and said, hey, coal mining's going fine. Hey, nobody died in Libya. Hey, when Obama's on tape saying, if you have a coal power plant, we're going to bankrupt you. That's a close quote. We will bankrupt you. That is the president of the United States, right before he got elected in 2008, saying, you can have a plant, but we will bankrupt you. And the average trendy goes, good. And the reason I hype on coal, I own no coal, no stocks, no nothing. It's because I want prosperity. And I know the power bills in this country have almost doubled the last 8 years for good reason. They've shut down over 1,000 coal power plants, modern, clean systems that put out nothing into the atmosphere. And they produce distillates that are used in steel and other alloy production. And it's just an amazing science. We have enough coal for 1,000-plus years at current rates. And that's why the economy's dead. Let me explain this. I'm explaining this very, very slowly, all the trendies. I know you tune in, and the show's like a big joke to you. Do you understand that just 8 years ago, about 65% of our power came from coal? Now it's more like 40%. And you're paying almost double for that power. They didn't replace it. You understand that? So this whole carbon tax thing is about shutting off the cheapest form of power. And that's why the oil companies, if you actually do the research, the big ones, Dutch Roll Shell, BP, ExxonMobil, and others, have been financing research and movements and lobbying to have coal completely shut off. Because the oil companies also own a lot of natural gas, which they can then replace the plants with. It's more expensive. And by the way, my family has gas wells. So if I wanted to just think about me, that's how the average scumbag thinks, I would go, oh, yeah, get rid of coal because I might get some money if natural gas ever goes back up. I've never gotten money from natural gas. My mom's mom, a little bit. My dad, a little bit. I mean, there's so many of them. You don't really get that much money. But I guess if gas ever exploded in price, you would. But I just, the average person I'll talk to, them, they'll go, I don't care about this. I'm invested in this. As if you screw over some industry, you take a resource, and then that makes your industry rise when everything else sinks. That's not free market. It's a scam, and it makes me fundamentally get angry. I've run into so many people that are petroleum geologists and so many lease hounds and so many people that are involved in exploration of oil and gas and that family that were petroleum geologists and family that's run, you know, run refineries, major refineries. My dad's uncle, he's dead now, ran one of the biggest refineries in Houston. Was the plant manager for 30 years. And I've just sat around and talked to him, and they go, oh, everybody knows that. Sure, yeah. Yep, that's, I've been to the board meetings when they take out natural gas. I mean, when they take out coal, natural gas will then be, you know, moved. We're lobbying for that. And oil's also financing it. I mean, it's just a fact in these oil company level discussions. And it's so frustrating. But let me finish the part of the equation. I'm going to quit ranting. China builds multiple coal power plants that have no scrubbers and spew poison into the air. And then we shut down multiple plants per week while they open multiple per week. You cannot compete with energy that is basically a third the price of ours. Factories have to go there. Mexico has built over 50 coal power plants just in the maquiladoras in the last 6-7 years, and it's U.S. and multinational coal companies move, in some cases, 1 mile over the border, build a coal power plant, and the factory moves there. And why does the American factory move there? Because you have to, or your electricity bill is 2 to 3 to 4 times more in many cases. Texas had some of the cheapest electricity in the nation because we had so many coal power plants. It's not the case anymore. It wasn't just no income tax, state income tax. It wasn't just things like that. It was that we had the cheapest power. Texas was supplying the surrounding 4 states with their power. Austin owned 4 power plants. A couple of them were multi-billion dollar plants. You know what Austin did? They divested and, in one case, wouldn't even let anyone buy them out and turn the plant back on. They just shut it off. Let me explain that. Austin didn't want the close to $1 billion they could have sold. What was it, their Fayetteville plant? They just scuttled that part of the plant. It's got 3 plants. Look it up for yourself. I'm going from memory. But again, get your mind around that. Get your mind around that. For a nation to operate, it's got to have power. Our government is unplugging us from the power cord. Oh, they really want us to be wealthy and have prosperity, and Hillary's going to give you that. Let's go to the clips. Let's go ahead and start with... Black students advocate white genocide at Harvard. Now remember, at Harvard and at Yale and at a bunch of other universities, they're getting rid of the word master. A master painter, a master fencer, a master at jiu-jitsu. They're getting rid of the word lynch on buildings. They're banning costume parties. And if a professor says, we need free speech, that's true liberalism, they scream at them, and then they're fired. You ask, why would the elite want this all over the world? They want to end free speech, and these are cults they're creating of absolute racial divide, who they will then deploy with basically PhDs they're given to go run your city and your town and make it all about race and have us all at each other's throats. It is a military program to have brainwashed, idiot, racist, getting a degree in black Ku Klux Klan behavior, and Mecha and La Raza Hispanic Ku Klux Klan behavior, all Soros, Ford Foundation funded, with black professors, not just students, saying, we should kill all whites. This is funded by the elite. And let me give you a newsflash. You're not going to get to kill all the whites. This is meant to make whites then racist, set up a prison-style economy, and so whites under desperation will join with the state in the overall actual oppression of everybody. It's a divide-and-conquer strategy. The opposite of what Martin Luther King talked about. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Why do white people have a right to affirm their life?
Because all whites have that right.
Really? How so? Why does white life have value?
Well, I think white
for who? For who? Our argument is that white life is wrong.
Why?
Our argument is that we should never affirm white life. That your argument just affirming all life in general is not good, especially not good for black people when white life itself is based off of black
supremacy. Why should we affirm my life?
You're probably white.
I am white. Why shouldn't we affirm my life?
I don't say why I have to care about your life anyways.
It's
gonna
be
there's no ethical reason as to why white people deserve to live. Affirming black life means that white death has to occur. That's why you should lose this debate and why your life ain't worth affirming.
Can I put myself like under your arguments?
Sure.
Okay. So should Odie kill himself?
I don't see why not.
Why should we do that? How does that help?
It's ethical.
How is it ethical? We all have some form or another of privilege. Why does that mean we kill ourselves?
Because you have white privilege.
Why does having white privilege necessarily mean I should kill myself? Why shouldn't I, like, struggle against the structures that...
Sure, struggling against the structure means putting yourself on the line, putting your body on the line. Do it. Affirm your suicide. That's cool.
That one, that's true.
I mean, it's one little form, it's one little step in the right direction.
All right. Arrogant, racist, so-called black guys, they look like they're about 80% Caucasian, entitled, feeling like they're royal because they're the oppressed. That's how this victimology works. Like it's like stars on your shoulder. You know, like you're a general. The more you've been abused, the more you heard somebody did something bad to you. And you've got these bozo-looking, you know, white college students. And I'm not knocking them, but that's white people. Probably want to go play video games, watch football. They're just like, hey, I'm white. I don't want to do anything wrong. I think all life matters. Like, yeah, go kill yourself. Whites just need to die, all of you. And that's the attitude. I mean, imagine if the Klan was saying, kill all the black people. It'd be, oh, how horrible. And that's what you pay to send your kids to public school, most of the private schools, and to secondary education. Now, most of it is learning how to be a social justice warrior. And then they get the first year freshman in to the sensitivity training courses you got to go to now in most colleges. And you're bullied and you're beat down. And then after that happens, you're taken to a party about 2-3 months into it. And it's like, oh, you're all right now. And they'll have PhD students there that are all controlling. And it's cult induction. And then if you just accept it, then it's all right. Now everybody's going to be nice to you. You can go to college. And that's what it came out is happening at Mizzou, and it's now being reported. Mizzou may pay price for campus protest as enrollment plunges. Remember the famous white professor lady coming over and saying, get me some muscle. Take these people out. Beat them up. Safe spaces may become empty spaces at the University of Missouri, where officials acknowledge an expected sharp decline, upwards of 25%. And when they questioned folks, they said, look, we don't want to go to college for social justice training and sensitivity training and to learn how bad we are. We just want to live our lives. And so people are also seeing enrollment go way down around the country because most of these college degrees are near worthless. Going and working in the field you want to be in is the way to go. Now, obviously, you have to go through rites of passage if you want to be a lawyer, or if you want to be a doctor, or if you want to be an engineer. You can certainly learn things in those disciplines. But really, you're just meeting the right people and learning how to be charming. So many young people out of college, they think acting arrogant, distant, empowered, but you're bad. They think, because I mean, I run into this all over, you see it everywhere. They think acting arrogant, like in junior high, that got them ahead, because you must be cool, is what gets you ahead in business and life. No, knowing what you're doing, showing up on time, working really hard, and most important, being charming, playing golf with the boss, going to the Christmas party. Because if you're charming there, you're going to be charming in sales. You're going to be charming in everything else. I got another clip. It's in Turkish, but it ties to this. Turkish Muslims want to kill non-believers. I shall stab them one by one whenever I find them, catch them and kill them. They don't believe in Allah or the Quran. They are unbelievers and animals. They are not human. They are not human. They are not like us. God bleeping them. They don't believe in Allah. To hell with them. This is, of course, the folks that are coming into Europe. And this is who the left particularly wants. We're going to skip this break. Because then you can bully everyone to tell them to submit to this. You've been taught to be politically correct. You have no immune system. You have no cultural resistance. And so here come third world hardcore folks that are constantly killing each other, and they're going to muscle. They're going to run you down. And men in the West, I don't care if you're Japanese or you're American, you're Hispanic or whatever, Americanized, you know, Westernized, metrosexual men, women think those are cute and those are their buddies. That's not what they're looking for. And so these guys just run right over and get your daughter. They just run right up and just grab them when they're 16 or they're 14 or 15, and there'll be no statutory rape charges for them. In Germany, they're allowed to have sex with five-year-olds if you're a Muslim. The police have said, it's your culture. By the way, you want to rape somebody's 10-year-old in Sweden? Do it. They're white. They deserve it. And so you get the big imam of Jerusalem gets up and says, we are coming to Germany, your women are ours. Because nobody stands up. Only we do nothing but roll over and run up white flags. And of course, these arrogant people who could never take us down before, who feared the West, now are on these power trips because they know we're weak. They know we're pathetic. They know we're servile. They know we want to fall. And just the arrogant, slimy, seedy dirtiness of it all. I mean, let me tell you. There are sectors in the Middle East where they treat women well, and a lot of culture and science came out. But let me tell you, with the slave trade and the spice trade and human trafficking, slavery never got brought to the levels it did in the Middle East. That's why we're always lectured by the imams and folks about the West and slavery, because they're the king daddies of it. Everything's inverted. You want women chained up in sex slaves? You want male slaves with their genitals cut off? You want hundreds of millions killed? Baby? The Wahhabis know how to deliver it. And they have no respect for you because, quite frankly, I don't deserve respect. America doesn't deserve respect. We have to admit how pathetic we are. You know, when I go out to a man on the street, a person on the street, so you see the political correctness? Don't follow any of it anymore. When I go out to do a man on the street, when we go out there to talk to people, we don't do it to make fun of them and put them down. You think I liked the other night, I did a Facebook mentions, Buckley and Leanne are like, stop it, you know, you're making them feel bad, it's embarrassing. It's meant to be embarrassing. I'm not out there making fun of people because I like it. You think I like getting in front of 1,000 people and telling them how stupid they are and how pathetic they are? One of them can take offense. I don't care. They're being used by Google telling them they love them and they care about them. The whole South by Southwest thing is a fraud on record. I know the founder of it. It's where you pay thousands of dollars to go have corporate garbage spewed onto you. It's the biggest joke and hoax in marketing I've ever seen. They told us 2 years ago we couldn't hand out pamphlets in downtown and ordered two different groups of police to do it. Then they had code enforcers come over. And I said, go ahead. I know the code. You're going to get sued. And they had to back off. But they don't let people 20 miles from Austin have a rock concert during it. They show up like gangsters and say, you better watch it. They charge $80 parking during it. It's a joke. With all these people thinking they're coming there to find out the secret of how to be successful, just like college. I don't take personal pleasure out of going down to UT, and I don't care if they're Asian, white, black, you name it. 90% of them look like the Walking Dead. I was at the beach years ago with Richard Reeves. He would drive the bus when I was on the road doing a tour, and I'd take my family with me. And Richard said, you notice anything here? And we'd be at, you know, the beach. And I go, yeah, women don't look like they did just 10 years ago. And he goes, no, it's not just that they're fat. And the men, too. He goes, they look sick. They don't look well. They look deformed, don't they? And I said, yeah, you're right. And it's true. You, I mean, me included. I mean, it's been a battle to lose 60-something pounds. You look at black and white photos. You look at old, you know, Super 8 reels. People ate, smoked more, you name it, looked better. Look at the French today. They don't eat GMO. They look good. And you go over there, and you look at UT, folks. I mean, it's the walking dead. Not just overweight, but just dead-eyed looking and gray skin, greenish skin. I don't care what color they are. Just shuffling around. They're dead already. I'm not putting them down to make myself feel good. I'm saying, look how dumb you are. I don't want to go show that 90% of people don't know what the Fourth Amendment is, so we look big. We have to do these man on the streets to show people that are awake. It's why they have national polls every year of college grads, and, you know, 60-something percent don't know who the second president was or don't know the three branches of government. You do that to show as a gauge. You know, my car had one of the gaskets blow off about a month ago from the water cooler. And the water dumped out as I was going down the road. I saw some water smoke. I thought, oh, and I saw the heat going up. It wasn't a power trip against my car that the heat went up and I knew that I'd lost the water. It wasn't an arrogance to go, oh, look, I'm more powerful than the car. It's hot. It's a gauge that we're in trouble. But see, that's the political correctness that permeates everybody. Where you don't want to show somebody they've been screwed over or they're in trouble. You don't want to be strong about it because you're putting them down. And I'm not putting Buckley and Leanne down. But it's the judgment on me, see, that I must have been doing that because I wanted to be mean to somebody. I don't want them to take the vaccines. I don't want them to get robbed by the Federal Reserve. I want them to have a future. I'm in their face because I love them. Don't you get that? But see, it's not, my mom will get mad. My dad will get mad. It's not that they're bad. They're good, sweet people. And we've been run over because we're too sweet. It's time to stop being sweet about any of this. They're selling baby parts. They're keeping them alive. We've been screwed over. We've got anger for a reason. Ah. Like, I'm going down there and I'm getting all their faces. Sick of it. You see people walking into a concentration camp, you better warn them. Especially if they're laughing at you. Those people need to be ridiculed into waking up. 90% of the people... 90% of the people in the Mark Dice videos want to put gun owners in concentration camps. Some of those people might need to get slapped upside their head. They're dangerous. Their ignorance is dangerous. I don't have time to plug it. I didn't even plug this iron. I skipped the break. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com. Go buy all the products. They're game changers. You need them. If you don't get X2, you're crazy. Look at this. Adding iodine to salt may have helped boost America's IQ 15 points. That's from Major Studies, and that's out of the Business Insider. Boom, right there. X2 is the iodine that I'm able to hold down, that's palatable, that's so pure. It's a total game changer. InfoWarsLife.com. And now they've got big studies we're going to cover a little bit coming up later, where the thyroid is what's regulating gut flora more than anything. And because you're not just depleted with good bacteria, you're depleted with fluoride in your thyroid. It cuts that off, so that your gut's basically turned off on top of it. So it's just as important as probiotics, in my view, and Dr. Group agrees with that. Get X2 today, InfoWarsLife.com. Supermail's back in, Anthroplex, and a lot more. Sign up for AutoShip and get 10% off. And we're never sold out of any item that is on AutoShip. Stay with us, InfoWarsStore.com, for the Hillary for President search as well. Get in there, buy the products. We need coal in the engine. I'm going to ram this train up the globalist, you know what.
Visit GCNLive.com today.